Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Blue Square SEO and Digital Marketing Podcast. I'm your host Paul Burkett from Blue Square Management, and in today's podcast I'm going to be talking about 5 local SEO tips on how to dominate local rankings. As a small brick and mortar business, there is nothing more important than dominating local SEO and Google Maps. Your traffic is much more targeted than online retailers with national customers. It cannot be stressed enough the importance of focusing your search engine optimization strategy on keywords and phrases that involve cities you serve. If you're not convinced that dominating local SEO should be part of your online marketing strategy, listen on. Why focus on dominating local SEO? Here are some stats from Bright Local to give you a little perspective. 56% of consumers look for local businesses on their smartphones and tablets. 40% of consumers prefer to purchase at a store versus online if they knew where a local store was. 46% of searches on Google have local intent. 80% of consumers use search engines to find local information. The Google Local 3-pack, also known as Google Maps or Google My Business, appears in 93% of searches with local intent. Around 3 billion search queries per month consist of local key phrases. 70% of consumers use local search to find brick and mortar businesses. Where to buy and near me mobile queries have grown by over 200% in the past 2 years, and over 50% of near me searches result in a physical store visit. This says a whole lot about local search, and it should get you excited about taking a piece of this gigantic pie. Now, let us see the different ways you can do just that. Here are 5 ways to boost local traffic and your Google rankings. Optimizing your local search can increase your online and offline traffic tremendously if you play your cards right. Here are 5 simple steps to take. Tip 1. Classify your business as a local business. People will not know that you're a local business if you do not let them know. In search engines that have indexed your business, you want to ensure that you are categorized as a local business. First, you need to claim your Google My Business page and then classify your business as a local one. You should then optimize the page by including all the information needed for your profile, including a description of your business, your address and local phone number, add relevant categories related to your business. Avoid spamming your page because Google frowns upon this and will not hesitate to penalize you by suspending your listing. Tip 2. Maintain consistency with your online presence. If you have different listings around the web, you want to make sure that they have all the same information. This will make sure your small business seems more reliable and trustworthy. Check all of your listings to make sure they contain the same business name, address, and phone number. This is also known as your NAP, as well as descriptions. If you have recently moved locations or switched phone numbers, update these as soon as possible. The feel of your listings should also resemble one another, so that it helps to establish you as a brand and gain your recognition for it. Google does not like to showcase profiles of businesses that are closed or have indications of a changed owner or data discrepancies. Remember, this is about drawing in traffic as well as building your online image. The more listings you have pointing back to your website, the better your rankings will be, and ultimately your traffic and conversion rates. Tip 3. Search and claim all of your online listings. The business listings, directories, and citations you create online are not going to be the only ones that you have to worry about. Other databases will pick up your listings, and you'll have to find these to make sure that the information contained on those listings are up to date. You will first have to claim that the business is yours and then be able to make adjustments to the listing. You can get this started by adding your business listing to the top 5 local directories, which include Google My Business, Yelp, Yahoo Local Listing, Bing places for businesses, and Manta. Then, list in directories that are industry specific. Take time to build up your listings on a regular basis and search for those that you have yet claimed. The larger your network of listings, the better your search engine ranking will be for related keywords, allowing you to dominate your local market. Tip 4. Use keywords to optimize your social listings. The business listings you have on search engines and social media will need to be optimized with relevant keywords. Simply having your listings all over the place is not going to be sufficient. Not if you want to dominate local SEO for your market. Choosing the right keywords can be confusing, but can be done with a bit of research. If you have not already done so, you should implement Google Analytics and Search Console so you have a bird's eye view of how your customers, clients, or patients are finding your website. You will see the search terms that they are using, which can be used for your listings. You can also try thinking of what people are likely to be typing into the search engines to find what your business has to offer. A bit of brainstorming and A/B testing can go a long way. Just make sure that the keywords you choose are not too competitive. Check out the key phrases you plan to use using tools such as Google Keyword Planner and Ubersuggest before making your decisions. The longer your key phrases are, the less competitive they will be. This is why local SEO isn't too difficult to dominate and rank highly for. Simply add different city names to key terms that are already specific and you have yourself a long tail keyword. A great example is SEO company, which is too generic compared to SEO company in Orpington or digital marketing agency Orpington Kent. It is much easier to rank in the local 3-pack Google Maps as compared to the regular organic search results. Tip 5. Keep your content fresh. If there is anything search engines hate, it's stale content. After you've taken the steps I've already mentioned, you will have to keep your local business relevant to search engines and people by updating your content. You do not have to do this yourself. If your budget allows, you can invest in a copywriter or digital marketing agency such as Blue Square Management to do this for you. Your content needs to be of high quality and regularly posted. An excellent way to do this is with the use of a blog. The content should be fresh and engaging so that the people will want to read and share it on social media. This not only keeps up your ranking on the search engines, but will also help to spread the word about your local business. Here are some of other benefits of using content to dominate local SEO. 1. It helps to position you as a thought leader in your local niche. 2. It tells Google that you are in a specific niche, so keep your topics niche specific and you will rank higher on your niche keywords. 3. High quality content gets you more organic inbound links, which further improves your local position in the search engines. Your local business has a chance to compete. If you thought that your small business could not compete with the giants, think again. Local SEO is one of the sure ways you can attempt to become recognized as a leading provider of the services or products your business offers in your local area. I hope you found this episode helpful, and I will see you in the next Blue Square SEO and Digital Marketing Podcast. To be kept up to date with our latest podcasts, you can follow us on anchor.fm, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Blue Square Management has created a free monthly digital marketing magazine that aims to help small businesses get more customers, clients, or patients, increase sales, and help grow their business. It provides useful hints and tips on all online marketing topics, including SEO, pay-per-click advertising, social media marketing, review and reputation management, video marketing, web design, and much more. To get this free digital marketing magazine sent to your email inbox each month, just go to www.bluesquaremanagement.com and subscribe.